Strange Adventure.
Diego Olvera and his friend Miguel, the shopkeeper, strode lazily through the narrow cobbled streets of Cuzco. All about them, the peaks of the Peruvian Andes looked down upon them in white-clad majesty. The two stopped in front of Miguel's small general store. Diego took a folded piece of paper from his pocket.
Here, Miguel, is the list of things Maria wants me to bring home for the new one.
The new one? There's going to be another baby. But, Diego, you have 9 children already.
I know. But perhaps this one will get himself a rich godfather.
A rich godfather. That is what you said every year.
Miguel, perhaps you're right. I'll name my next child after the first man I meet on the street after the baby is born.
In due time, Diego's wife, Maria, presented him with another son. The proud father rushed out of the house to spread the good news and to find a godfather for his newest offspring. He was turning a corner when he bumped into a ragged Indian woodvendor.
Oh, pardon, amigo. I didn't see you. I was in a hurry to tell my friends about my new baby. My new baby. Oh, I almost forgot my vow. I would like you to be the godfather of my son.
The poor Indian looked at Diego in puzzlement.
But, senor, I am but ignorant Indian seller of firewood.
No importa, amigo. You must help me. I made a sacred vow that I would name my child in honor of the first person I met after he was born. And you are that person.
Finally, the Indian nodded solemnly. When the baby was baptized, the Indian appeared at the ceremony as its godfather, giving the baby the Indian name of Coazin. The old man called Diego Olvera aside as they stepped outside after the baptism.
Señor, I have told you I was poor man, but I brought you what I could as a gift to my godchild. I will take this wood to your home. It is not much, but it will keep your family warm.
When the wood had been unloaded, Diego gave his new friend a silver coin in appreciation.
Where do you live, senor?
The poor woodcutter pointed toward the cloud-covered crests of the mountains.
I live in little cabin near the timber line at the edge of the forest in the clouds.
Diego was puzzled at this cryptic answer. As he watched the old man disappear around a turn in the trail, he little knew that the mystery of the dweller in the forest in the clouds had only begun. The winter settled down upon the city, and the father brought a bundle of firewood into the house. When the bundle of sticks and roots was opened, the man stared in surprise. In the center of the bundle was a small leather bag filled with gold dust and nuggets. Every bundle contained a bag of gold. He tried in vain to locate his benefactor, but the Indian who had become the godfather of his child had disappeared forever into the forest in the clouds. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to The Bewitching Smile, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.